You are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Welcome, welcome all you dirty, dirty parasites. Welcome to Christian Family Values. I am your host, Christian from Philly, and joining us today, unfortunately, my mom, Big Mama, couldn't make it today. She has to do some very personal, very busy stuff. But joining me, as always, my dad, the Joker, the big clown.
How you doing, world there?
Yeah. Right, tonight we are going to talk about what's going on Raw and that fake-ass bitch Bayley's heel turn. In fact, we're going to start the show up with that fake-ass heel turn. What do you say, Dick Dada?
Oh, terrible, terrible. I cannot believe what I saw. I mean,
Let me give you my opinion about Bayley's heel turn. Hold on, just in a minute. You know what I think about Bayley's heel turn? You know what I think? This is what I think. Playing
close attention, maybe. Oh, no. Oh, the flush. Oh, man. The flush.
That's what I think of Bayley's heel turn. That's what I fucking think.
The big flush.
That's what I think about Bayley's fucking heel turn, ladies and gentlemen. I could give two shit about this fake-ass bitch's heel turn. She's still a fucking terrible wrestler at the end of the day. And by the way, this heel turn makes no fucking sense whatsoever because she's supposed to be facing Charlotte, who's a heel, and Clash of Champions. So we're going to have fucking two heels face each other for the fucking title? Makes no fucking sense whatsoever. It's fucking bullshit. And let's not forget, this past Tuesday, she cut the promo the first time ever since she's a heel. And guess what? She still came out the goddamn same way with the fucking inflatable people and the fucking hug theme song and everything. And her fucking promo on Tuesday on SmackDown was fucking horrid. It was fucking horrid. One of the worst promos of 2019 so far. This bitch is the most unintimidating bitch you could ever come across. She's fucking horrible. And God forbid, those fucking chair shots that she hit on Charlotte was fucking horrendous. She couldn't even hold a fucking steel chair, right? This bitch sucks. She's a horrible champion. She's a fucking horrible wrestler. And her character, either heel or face, she's still fucking horrible. Fucking fire this bitch. This bitch was never meant to be a fucking pro wrestler. This bitch doesn't have it. She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the skill. She doesn't have the speech. She doesn't have nothing. She does not speak of a fucking pro wrestler. Not ifs, ands, or buts. She's an abject failure.
Yeah, I agree with you, Christian. I mean, really, if you're going to come a heel or something, and then you got little sweetie balloons, you know, flapping all the way with colors, and she still got those colors, I mean, that's kind of stupid. At least paint the damn freaking balloons black or something to make it look like, you know, something has changed. And for her, better change it. I mean, why you going to put some color when you're a heel? Change the outfit. Make it look interesting at least.
Well, in other news, Ric Flair is taking legal action against WWE. Apparently, Ric Flair is suing WWE for stealing his catchphrase for the man, for Becky Lynch. And I saw this coming.
Woo!
You know, I saw this coming. The fucking man thing was Ric Flair's thing. It was his fucking catchphrase, and now they steal it for a fucking Irish bitch. That fucking sucks. Get the fuck out of here. No. No chance. This shit sucks. It's fucking horrid. Fuck Becky Lynch and her fucking man character. Ric Flair's suing WWE for it, and I don't know how to feel towards it because this is going to fuck over her daughter's push, obviously. They're going to take out of Charlotte because of this. which I feel bad for her. I feel bad for Charlotte because she's going to be put in the fucking punishment category because she's going to be taking, she's going to get the fucking punishment out of it.
Well, if that was the case, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Ric Flair has talked with his daughter. But the thing is, that's his place. That's where he came in. That's his. That's nobody's. I mean, come on. Even his daughter sometimes uses his wool. And to me, honestly, she shouldn't be even using that. Because he's been doing that for years. And WWE thinks they can own everything and anything. Well, guess what? I'm so glad that he is putting the screws on WWE. And for Charlotte, honestly, if it comes down to it, she could go to AEW.
No.
Yeah.
No more people from AEW. No more. No more WWE people for AEW. We have too many. Too many people in AEW. Let's just have what we have right now.
Oh,
All right, let's move on to Raw. All right. First things first. The King of the Ring tournament is officially dead in my eyes for the bullshit what's happening. First off, Baron Corbin eliminates Cedric Alexander. That's fucking rank. Why the fuck is a fucking boring ass motherfucker like Baron Corbin still in this fucking tournament? I don't get it.
Wow.
What the fuck? How the fuck is this a good ratings thing? When obviously this guy kills the fucking ratings. And now I'm starting to think he might win this fucking tournament now, Baron Corbin, which is fucked. I'm starting to think he might actually win it. Which is the worst.
Well, let me tell you this. Honestly, Christian, the Joker will be putting back his get up, and I will definitely go there and get that crown myself because I don't see him winning this shit. I mean, really? He's a piece of shit. He's not a wrestler. He don't got nothing to offer to be the King of the Ring. No, I don't think so.
Next is Ricochet versus Samoa Joe. That ended in a no contest, a double pinfall. And now, for stupidity reasons, we have a triple threat match to determine who goes to the final on Raw. Are you fucking real? You just basically just destroyed the credibility of the King of the Ring. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You ruined it. You fucking ruined it. Now it's a fucking triple threat match. And you know what? This is going to, as much as we hate Baron Corbin, kayfabe-wise, booking-wise, he's getting fucked over. Because as far as kayfabe goes, he hasn't cheated in the wins. He actually beat people clean. He's beating people fair and square. So if he loses in this triple threat match, he got fucked over again. He gets fucked over. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know why they're fucking over everybody. But this is fucking stupid now. And we go to the SmackDown side. Hold on, I'm not done yet, Dan.
No, go ahead.
Now we go to the SmackDown side of the King of the Ring, and it's even more fucking stupid and ridiculous. Fucking Ali loses to fucking Elias in the tournament. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Ali loses to a fucking Elias in the tournament? Why the fuck does Elias need to be in here? All right? Motherfucker. And the worst one of all, my fucking pick, Andrade, is fucking out. Because he gets eliminated by Chad fucking Gable. A nobody. A nobody Well, Chad Gable, who should be let go at this point. Nobody gives a fuck about this guy. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. I'm not liking the finals already. I hope Ricochet or Samoa Joe wins, because if it's a finals between Baron Corbin and Chad Gable, I'm gonna fucking lose it. I'm gonna fucking lose it. Why the fuck are you still pushing this guy? This guy sucks. Nobody likes this guy.
Well, I was thinking more about Corbin with Elias. That's what I was
Corbin
thinking about.
No, I don't want Corbin versus Elias either.
That's what I was more thinking about, Christian, because the way it seems, that's the way it's looking like it's going.
Awful.
I agree with you, son. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm telling you, and I've always been saying it, like, you giving this two people that are non-wrestlers a lot of props, and here you got Ricochet that been honest and been wrestling right from the beginning. Well, listen, I'm going to give Ricochet a good advice. Well, turn heel and kick ass. That's the way I see it.
No, we have too many heels.
Only for this.
No. No. No.
I mean, he better need to do something, because really, son, I mean, King of the Ring is an honor, and they might give it to an
King
idiot.
Of the Ring is dead. It's dead. It died when Wade Barrett became fucking King of the Ring.
Very true.
It's
I agree
dead.
With you, Christian. Yes. Yes, I agree. 100%.
Awful. Atrocious. All right, next. Next, let's look at the ratings. Before we go towards okay. Let's see. Raw on Labor Day, 2.5. All right, who cares? Well, they went down to 2.3 in the third hour.
Wow.
Who cares? Let's see. All right, let's continue with Raw. Let's continue with bullshit Raw. Monday night bullshit, yeah? Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. We have the OC versus the fucking Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman again. Which, of course, ended in a DQ again. Because that's what every OC match is, Dad. That's what every OC match is. Fucking DQs after DQs after DQs. Every single fucking match that AJ is in, it ends in a fucking DQ. Every fucking match. And it's getting tiring. No, it was not a good match at all.
It ain't worth watching it, Christian, because if it's going to be like that, now in the next match you're going to see with them again, you're going to expect the same thing. You're going to expect on the queue, and you know what? You're right. It's boring. It's not good to watch. It doesn't make no sense to watch.
Seth Rollins also gets his ass kicked by the OC, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby Lashley. How does that make our world champion look? Both of our world champions this week, Kofi and Seth, look like the biggest bitches in all of fucking wrestling. This past week, two of our world champions and both brands look like two pieces of shit and a couple of bitches.
Wow.
Awful. Braun Strowman looks like a joke. He should be the Monster McMahon he used to kick people's ass, but then he got his ass kicked by fucking Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode and fucking the OC. Awful. Make Braun Strowman look fucking bad. And now, next week, for Madison Square Garden, because they can't sell tickets for Madison Square Garden, they're bringing back fucking Stone Cold for a contract signing between Braun and Seth. And then for SmackDown, they're bringing that old bitch-ass motherfucker, Undertaker.
So they,
I'm sick
they,
of... I'm sick and tired of seeing Undertaker.
Well,
I don't care
you know
about
why
the anymore.
Because no, Chris, it is true what you say. Because once they don't have no ticket sales, they're gonna bring these old wrestlers to come back and fight here and fight there for about 2 or 3 minutes. That way, they spunk up the people in the wrestling world. And you're right; it's tiring. It's tiring to see this, and it's sickening because one of these days, one of those old wrestlers is going to get hurt in that ring. And guess what? It's to WWE management to realize to get some new blood in the WWE.
Booga, 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 booga. It's fucking garbage. Next. The OC, for whatever reason, never explained, never kayfabed explained, or never brought up again, attacks Cedric Alexander for no reason whatsoever. No storyline, no build-up, just, you know, suddenly attack him for no reason. What the fuck? Awful. They just attacked him. No, nothing about it. No information as to why. Not even on Twitter. They don't even explain it on Twitter. Not even on the fucking YouTube channel. They never explain why they attacked Cedric at all. It just happened. Because that's what WWE is. It just happens.
I hate that. What they say it just happened?
It just happened. I'm raw. It just
wow.
happened. They did it. That's all.
Well, I missed that one, Christian. But there has to be a reason why for that.
No reason. They just did it because they did it.
So you don't feel there's a reason for it?
No, they just did it because they did it. That's all.
Wow. I mean, these people are getting kind of ridiculous, finding things out. Not for being bold or nothing like that, but last time we saw AEW, listen, not to bring it, but those people got their shit together. I mean,
yeah.
The excitement of wrestling is awesome. It's out of this world. WWE should watch AEW on their TV and get some ideas because, really, let me tell you, WWE is dying. And it's going to die. The same way Undertaker is dying, the same way WWE is going to die.
Undertaker's not dying.
Oh, yes, it's, let me tell you, his days is being counted because, let me tell you, there's going to be a day Undertaker would not be able to wrestle anymore.
All right. Next, for no reason whatsoever, Natalya versus Lacey Evans. For no reason whatsoever, no reason why. Natalya looking, you know, no selling the arm injury, and she loses. That's it. Nothing special. Nothing special. She loses to Lacey Evans, and then that's that. No reason why they're fighting. No reason why fucking Natalya just attacked Lacey for no reason whatsoever. Nothing. Just like this whole show. It was nothing. This whole show made no sense whatsoever. None of what happened on that show made no sense whatsoever. None of the booking made sense.
Well, the way I see it, son, Natalya, I think her bones are creeping up on her. She's getting old, baby. She's getting old.
She's not that old. She's not that old.
Listen, son, the lady is not young, and every time she hits the canvas, those bones are cracking.
Whatever. All right. Next, a pointless tag match between Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder versus Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Nobody gave a fuck about this match, and neither did I. Dolph Ziggler beat Bobby Roode. I mean, Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode defeated Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Again, I don't care. Like, what the fuck is this? This was not a good match either. This was terrible. I didn't care. Awful. Alright. What's your response to the fucking tag match?
Let me tell you, I myself personally, I really don't care about this match at all. And actually, in reality, I don't even care about Ziggler. Not to say nothing about the man, but I don't find him to be a good wrestler. I see him more like a joke. But, hey, who am I to say I'm the Joker?
All right. Next is the King of the Ring tournament quarterfinals. Cedric Alexander versus Baron Corbin. This match sucked. Cedric couldn't lift fucking Baron Corbin to save his life. Corbin, for some reason, has gotten fatter than ever. He's gotten fatter. He's gotten disgustinger. And, yeah, no talent Corbin wins. This was fucking awful. I hated it. I hated this fucking match. And I hate the fact that Baron Corbin is still in this fucking tournament.
Well, I told you last week on that, Christian, I had the 411 on that one. I mean, Corbin is around the corner. He got a Popeye. And guess what? That's where he at every day, eating Popeye's chicken sandwiches. As his wrestling goes, blah, that's what I think. His wrestling sucks. And I don't care for the guy.
All right. Becky Lynch comes out in a promo and accepts Sasha Banks' challenge, yet Sasha Banks had just one fucking match on Raw, and already she's in a fucking title match. Is that how things work now? You don't earn shit anymore, you just give it away? Like, what the fuck? Where's the excitement? Where's the suspense of who's going to get the title shot? You can't just fucking give it away like that. Fucking awful. I couldn't care less about Becky Lynch. I think she's fucking overrated. I think she's all hype. I think she's shit. She's fucking garbage. Her promos suck. And this fucking man gimmick is not working for me. I hate it. She's pretending to be something she's fucking not. That's the problem. She's pretending to be something she's not. A good wrestler. Sasha Banks, I couldn't give a fuck about this quitter. This bitch is still a quitter in my eyes. Don't be surprised. I know she's probably going to win the title, but don't be surprised if she doesn't win the match. She's probably going to win the title, Sasha, but don't be surprised if she wins the title or loses the match either. Fuck these women. Fuck them. Fuck the four horse cunts. Fuck them.
You know what, Christian? I agree with you on something. Like, you are right when you say that why making it obvious who's going to win this, who's going to win that, who's going to lose this, who's going to lose that. There's no intriguement in the wrestling world at this moment. I mean, they should have the wrestling world out there be intrigued and enthusiastic about who's going to win. But if they're going to keep giving it away all the time, honestly, why pay to see a show that you already know who's going to win? Really? So I agree with you 100% on that one, Christian.
All right. Next, the Viking Raiders versus Brian Thomas and Tyler Hastings. Again, the Viking Raiders are fighting jobbers. These fucking team has not fight a legitimate team in the fucking span of when they debuted to the main roster. I don't think they're ever going to fight a real team because there's no real teams in the tag division in Raw, in WWE. Fucking bullshit. It's boring. It's repetitive. And I'm sick and tired of watching the Viking Raiders fight fucking jobbers the rest of their fucking careers. Because that's what it looks like. They're never going to fight someone serious because there's no real tag team in the tag team division. Fuck this show. Fuck the Viking Raiders. Fuck the jobbers that they fight with. Fuck everybody.
Well, let me ask you something, Chris, on that note. If you will find yourself a real good team to fight either or, who do you think will be a better team to wrestle out there between the Kings and the Jobbers?
I don't know.
Between the Vikings and the Jobbers, who do you think will give them a good fight? A rough fight.
I don't know, but I do know that Toby's sabotaging our show again. My
okay.
dog.
No, he just don't like to be win.
Toby, shut up!
Shut up, Toby. Why, do you want to get into the show too? That's your answer.
No. No, fuck Toby.
So moving right along, son.
Alright, so... No, I don't care. I don't care about this tag division anyway. It's dead. It's dead in my eyes.
Oh, okay. All right. I respect your decision, but between me, honestly, I think the Vikings, they got a good shot. If they ever decide to get a good team to wrestle them, I mean, I know there's a good wrestling team out there for them. The thing is that WWE is not looking hard enough for them to make the people excitement about wrestling. That's the whole thing. They need to make it exciting again. And what is happening, they're making it worse every day.
I think it's all a big pile of donkey shit.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
All right. Backstage, we have Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman is upset that Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming to be the moderator for the contract signing between him and Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship. And I'm sitting there thinking, why the fuck is Steve even being involved in this? And then I remembered, oh, wait, they haven't sold tickets for Madison Square Garden. That's why. But yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming to Raw next week to be the moderator for Raw for the World Championship.
Well, I tell you one thing. I hope that Stan's gonna do something stupid with Stone Cold, because Stone Cold will say so. That's what I see.
I could care less.
Let him know.
I could care less.
You know?
I couldn't care less about anybody is in this fucking ring. I don't care about the segment at all. Fuck both guys. They're both assholes. They're both careers are over. Fuck them.
Yeah.
All right. Ricochet versus Samoa Joe. A good match on Raw, but it's ruined because of the outcome for the King of the Ring quarterfinals. Samoa Joe hits the sleeper hold on the top of the ropes on Ricochet, but Ricochet falls on top of Samoa Joe, landing a double pinfall. It's fucking bullshit. It's horrible. Now we have, because of that, now we have a fucking triple threat match for the semifinal. Un-fucking real. Un-fucking real. This is horrid. And in kayfabe-wise, Baron Corbin's going to get screwed over for nothing. He's going to get screwed over for nothing. He's not doing anything wrong for once. He's actually winning matches, fair and square. So, in essence, Baron Corbin's going to get fucked over for no reason whatsoever. And it's right.
Wow.
And he's right. Because it should be a fucking double elimination. And fucking Baron should get a bye, unfortunately. Because it happened years ago. But apparently, WWE says, no, fuck that. We're going to have a fucking triple threat match instead. Making the guy who won the fucking the round for the quarterfinal get fucked over in the ass. So let's say it was Cedric Alexander. He would have been fucked over anyway. So no, fuck this. This shit makes no sense.
My question is, who thought about the King of the Ring after all these years, that hasn't been done? Here they come and bring it out of a hat, King of the Ring. I mean, they should have left it alone a long time, because you do not have good wrestlers for this shit. And now you got two people, actually one person, that is Ricochet, that's a good wrestler to even be the King of the Ring, okay? And probably he's going to get shafted for that too.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't see Samoa Joe being the King of the Ring, for one. I don't see that. Do you see that, Chris?
I don't care.
I like that word. Oh, yeah. If Big Mama was here, she would have told you the same thing. I miss Big Mama. What happened, Chris?
Honestly, couldn't give two fucks, really.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, couldn't come
out too.
Well, we got two more things to discuss, and then we're ending the show early, because what the fuck? We have nothing else to talk about. 30 minutes is plenty, because this show, Rod, doesn't deserve fucking more hour, one more hour, or more 30 minutes. So, Miz beats Cesaro. It was non-match. Miz defeated Cesaro. Poor Cesaro, he had a good showing in NXT, but then he loses to Miz. Poor Cesaro is getting fucked over. It's only a matter of time before he goes to fucking AEW, which I hope he does, because he deserves better than this shit they've been doing with Cesaro. Fucking awful. This match doesn't mean shit. I don't know why they had a match against each other for no reason. Awful. So Cesaro versus Miz.
Well, I hang on for a minute. Well, the way I see it, son, is like this. The Miz, for me, always has been a good wrestler, regardless if he has been heel, regardless if he has been good.
Good wrestler,
I mean, Pizarro, to me, I don't see him too much of a good wrestler. To me,
what are you
I see him heel. No, he's too stiff in the ring, Christian.
No,
he needs to move more. I mean, he's a good
Everybody ignore what the Joker's saying. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, no. Trust me. If you're going to go battle to battle, I think The Miz will definitely win 100% to Pizarro.
Don't listen to Joker. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't listen to Joker. Because that's not... No. Sorry. Wrong.
Well, the way I see it, look, this is what Pizarro is going to sound like when they take him out of the ring. That way, in a wheelchair.
Fuck everybody though. All right, the last thing is, you know, that fake cunt Bailey's heel turn. Fucking awful. Not worth anybody's time. Bitch has no talent. Awful. What we're gonna say the final thoughts on it, and then we're gonna end the show early. What's your final thoughts on Bailey's heel turn, Dad?
Well, the way I see it is that, I don't think it's going to be a good thing, because I'm going to tell you right now, Bailey, I mean, for me, she's a piece of shit trash, and guess what? I don't see her going anywhere. If she don't change her style, you know, she's going to be very harmful for the eyes of the rest. It's all here. And you know what's going to happen to her? If she keeps up, this is what's going to happen to her in her career. Oh, yeah, baby. And that's what the Joker says.
All righty. Well, you know, you already know all my thoughts. She's a big, fat piece of shit. She has no talent. She's a bum. She's a ghost. She's a fraud. But you know what? That concludes... What the fuck's happening? That concludes Christian's Family Values for tonight. Unfortunately, Big Mama couldn't make it tonight, but she will next week. I promise you all that. But until then, say goodnight, Joker.
Good night, everybody out there, and happy wrestling world. And I leave you with this. Because guess what? That's what's going to happen next week over here in Family Values.
All right. Well, this has been Christian's Family Values. I've been your host, Christian from Philly. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.